Will he or won't he? That's the question as Washington Governor Jay Inslee faces immense pressure to veto a bill that exempts the legislature from the state's Public Records Act. Inslee has until midnight Thursday night to decide. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Governor's office, this is Sheila.
The phones have been ringing nonstop in Governor Jay Inslee's office.
Good morning, Governor's office. Are you calling regarding Senate Bill 6617?
Callers are flooding the switchboard to urge the governor to veto the public records bill that lawmakers rushed through last week.
I apologize. We do have 10 lines going.
So far, Inslee's office has received more than 8,000 emails and over 4,000 calls. The governor's staff calls the volume unprecedented. So what has Washingtonians so fired up? The fact that lawmakers jammed through a bill last week that takes them out of Washington's voter-approved open records law. The bill was introduced and passed in less than 72 hours and without a formal public hearing. Even lawmakers who voted for the bill acknowledge it wasn't their finest moment. This is Democratic State Representative Larry Springer.
I've let the governor's legislative affairs director know in no uncertain terms that the process we used, quite frankly, I think the word I use is that it sucked.
Springer was speaking at a meeting this week of the Attorney General's Sunshine Committee. It's the overseer of the Public Records Act. Springer is a member of that committee. So is former House Majority Leader Lynn Kessler. She said that her husband had just been in a bar in Spokane with a diverse group, and they were all talking about the public records bill.
They were outraged to a person, from the vegetarian to the gun owner in Eastern Washington. Outraged.
Soon after, with no lawmakers present, the Sunshine Committee unanimously approved a resolution calling on Inslee to veto Senate Bill 6617. Inslee has four options. He can veto the bill, partially veto sections, sign it, or let it go into law unsigned. The legislature can override any vetoes with a two-thirds vote. The original bill passed with that, and then some. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.